Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Check one, check two. I don't know.
You start by secretly creating a problem in the world and making sure someone else is blamed for it in the public arena, in the public mind. It could be a run on a currency. It could be a government collapse. At its most extreme, it could be a war. Because COVID. The two world wars in this century
Ukraine.
Were funded, all sides were funded by the same people.
COVID.
Provable.
Ukraine.
The same people that funded the Allies in the Second World War and funded the Soviet Union also funded Hitler.
IBM.
Through loans from America, known as the Young Plan and the Dawes Plan, and also via the German subsidiaries of American multinational companies.
Volkswagen.
Why would they do that? Why would someone want to fund all sides in a war? What is good is a war? Well, first
NBA.
Of all, on one level, it makes vast amounts of money if you're lending money to all sides and you're also selling them lots of arms and all that stuff. But
NBA.
The fundamental reason for a war is to change the nature of post-war society.
Uyghur genocide.
And what we saw in the First World War and the Second World War were massive global examples of problem, reaction, solution. We are looking at a gigantic contrick before our eyes. We don't live in a democracy in this country or in America or in these other places. We live in a one-party state where the same force from the peak of the pyramid string pulls all sides. The creation of a one-world government to which nation-states would be principalities, administrative units, a world central bank which would administer all financial transactions on the planet, a world currency which wouldn't be coins and notes, it would be merely electronic, cashless society, for which there are fundamental implications for freedom, as we'll see as we go along tonight. A world army under centralized control, with nation-state armies dismantled under the justification of seeking peace, and a microchipped population linked to a global computer, the latter of which sounds bizarre to many people on first hearing, except that we are ridiculously close to it and the technology already exists. So World Health Organization says there's going to be a measles epidemic next year. Get vaccinated. Get your children vaccinated. You're a bad parent if you don't. Then the same people that organize that then start flogging out the vaccine and make a fortune out of it. So if we take one element of that under problem, reaction, solution, it's amazing the extent to which we have given our power away, our spiritual power. It's all about taking our power back. Because once we do that, it's all over.
700,000 people in the study in Israel, just so you know, that showed that the double vax were 27 times more likely to get reinfected. So it's not the vaccine, even if we just talk about that, is not stopping infection, it's not stopping transmission. If you look at the studies in England, in Scotland, in the northern countries in Europe, where they get real data, that they're actually the triple vaccinated, the most likely to die. So.
Humanity is in double danger. No, I know this is danger, danger. That's why I picked it. Raging the simulation on Wilmington. Stop iconic rock.
Lost in the shuffle, the hustle and bustle of the city. Just a sweet young girl in a knockdown world. Such a pity. Well, she never.
Thank you.
you're running for your life. No, no, it is going to be your ability to run that saves you. All I hear is Bon Jovi. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? This is not Runaway? No, it's not Runaway. Do you hear it? I don't want to say I made this audio on June 26th, but as of 7-8, when Abe took the bullet. No, I'm telling you, the powers that be are under the gun. We're storming the Capitol. We're storming Facebook. We're storming Instagram. We're storming Twitter. We're storming British Parliament. Dude, I'm telling you, good news, dude. You're gonna chop off the heads of your enemy. Bad news, they have to be solar powered. But I hope the audio is fine on this, because my damn recorder is only showing it on the right track. No, so I'm gonna have to take this into the workstation and flip it around. Flip it up, rub it down. Oh no, I hope there's no weed oil in my luggage. That's what I do, first of all. I am totally into eating puss, so I joined the WNBA. And because it is profitable to hate America and the WNBA, I lead a protest. Then what I do is I go to Russia, I get caught with a weed pen. The next thing I know, I'm snacking on more puss in a Russian prison. Now, I know they want us to be in a world war and be enemies, but dude, this Russian puss is sweet. Open your eyes, the Bush family, the Clinton family, the Obamas, the Bidens. It is one single unit party that is marching your children off to a world war where we will fight under the rainbow flag. Dude, you don't think you're not going to have a world map? You're like, these are all the countries on the good side. Uh-huh, no, they've all abandoned their own national sovereignty. They are no longer using their own flags because the corporations that own those countries have decided the new national flag is the rainbow flag. Now, over there is all of the people in Eurasia, except for the European ones we like, and China, for now. Ultimately, folks, we have, just look at it as a landmass problem. North America, Central America, South America against Europe, Africa, and Asia. Who has the most resources? Who has the most ability to wage the most war on the other? And if you can figure that out... Raging, it's Gus. Eric Carr, rest in peace. Sing along, let's go. Two Under the Gun songs in a row done on June 26th. I mean, is there so much gun crime that you would be evergreen? Or is the simulation running on 11? That's right. Look at the very obvious things that are being allowed in culture. Even though it is a federal crime, it is being allowed to protest in front of a judge's house. You are allowed to chase a judge out of a restaurant. Well, by the way, if you're eating in a restaurant and some political ne'er-do-well show up in front and ruin your meal, you're allowed to walk the tap. No, I do want 9 desserts and a map for the exit. weird is it when you know that the United States and our national sovereignty has been sold to China, that as soon as Shinzo Abe is assassinated, China comes out with their propaganda, and what do the U.S. spokesholes of the corporate party who owns America do? They parrot those exact same talking points. No, I'm doing 69. No, I'm in a Russian prison eating pussy. Can't afford to press the pedal to the metal chain. Gas is $7. So I don't know if you folks know how communist takeovers go, but what they do is they use the most unhinged to lead the fight. And then as soon as power is supplanted, those revolutionaries, those ne'er-do-wills, are the first to the wall. And your pronouns are going to be shot dead. Fuck you money is piled up inside of Bill Gates' farmland. You know, here's a mental exercise you can run. Peacefully protesting armed Americans occupying the farmland owned by Bill Gates and China in a peaceful manner. What authorities would come to break that up? You can legally carry, you can legally peacefully protest. Are you telling me that the police would side with Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum? If they were promised new armored vehicles, body armor, sweet guns, and political immunity if it goes south, then yes, they would. First of all, dude, I learned something this week that was horrifying. It was my weight when I looked down at the scale. Oh, my God. No, sorry I've been away. I had a birthday. I had a vacation. What else? Working on a new studio. You can be excited to see that. I mean, this is audio only, but once we get fired up with the whiz bang over there.
The people say I've changed. Lately, I've lost touch. That I'm uptown, no longer down to earth.
How excited are you for the Elon Musk Twitter court battle? Oh my God, it's going to be just like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Ain't much change,
man. Be like, I, Amber Heard, you have 69% fake followers on Twitter. Is that true? I'm telling you, it's 69% bots. Don't worry, your national, international, foreign policy, the people who locked you down used bots in order to create manufactured consent on the social media so you would blindly go along. While they call the horn helmet nerds and the people waved into the Capitol terrorists, they are going to ignore the palace being overrun. Their money was literally fuck you money. No, you couldn't do anything with it. Sri Lanka shit the bed. The guy was like, look, when everybody else quits, then I'll quit. No, no, that's it. No. When all of the other political parties, you know, that work together to do this to our economy on purpose, when they all quit, then I'll quit. You know, because obviously they want me to quit first, and they're going to stay there and make it worse. I know, you would think it'd be worse than this. I'm sorry you can't hear me. I'm in a helicopter getting away from this mess. Racing in the simulation, it has been terrible. Everybody moshing it, this is hardcore. Well, that lineup was amazing. Going to see Hatebreed in August. Let's go. I have the mindset of annihilation right now. Now, if you want me to create world peace, this is what I need. I need a list of everyone in the World Economic Forum and everyone they do business with. I need a bottle of whiskey, and I need access to the nuclear football. Now, here's what I do first. I set up a spreadsheet. I use Elon Musk's Stargate, Starnet. What the hell's this thing called? And I put nuclear bombs in Teslas, and then I send them to my enemies. Futuristic scenario that does not involve either an actual weird world war of, you know, one side of the globe against the other in some form or fashion, or just a, you know, the plot of worldwide communism gets exposed and there is just what, just domestic warfare against those who have infiltrated the countries and don't stand to defend those countries. What side will the military choose? What side will the police choose? And that is the scenario that you need to run through. Also, get out of cities. Also, learn how to farm. Also, learn how to purify water. Also, save your gas. Also, get a solar generator. Also, get a gas generator. Make sure you have a long weapon, a short weapon, and a medium weapon.
Yeah, all right, man.
What about a Wheeler Walker Jr.? Yeah. On Denver's top iconic rock.
Friday night, I just got off work. My boss, man, he's such a jerk. So after work, I went to his house. Ate his wife's pussy and kicked his ass.
If this is not being played through a loudspeaker in a Russian prison, do you even party?
celebrated with some alcohol. Standing in the unemployment line, I see this young girl's bush and said it's breakfast time. Security guard said you can't do that here, so I kicked him in the nuts before I drank a beer. Girl at the counter said, do you want a job? And I said, okay, and then I ate her pussy. Eating pussy and kicking ass. 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 That's what I do. Pussy in the morning,
sure.
Pussy in the night,
yeah.
I eat a lot of pussy and then I get into a fight. Yeah, all right. Mind that dude. Thursday night, I was feeling pretty great. I was walking past the honky-tonks on Broadway. I see this young girl, she's smiling at me. So I took her back to my place and I paid the fee. Took off the skirt, I knew that something was wrong. Well, that's supposed to be a pussy, this girl had a dong. I was bored, and since I paid anyway, I sucked his dick, and then I kicked his ass. Sucking dick, kicking ass.
Sucking dick, kicking ass.
That's right. Sucking dick, and kicking ass.
Sucking dick, kicking ass.
Pussy, dick, and
Florida woman hid mother's body in a freezer to keep collecting disability benefits.
Pussy, dick, and
oh, once a month, I got a cold one. Get it? Oh.
Dick, kicking ass.
God damn it! Fucking play, motherfucker! Where'd everybody go?
Watching.
No, who is watching me? Sebastian, Florida.
Watching.
Florida woman hid a 93-year-old mother's dead body in a freezer in order to keep receiving her disability benefits. West Palm Beach ABC affiliate WPBF reports that officials obtained a warrant Thursday for the arrest of Michelle Hershey, 64, for failing to report the death of her mother and tampering with evidence.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like...
Okay, now, there is only two reasons to buy a chest freezer.
And I have no privacy. Oh, I always...
Wait a minute, no. Am I allowed to say chest freezer? No. Wait. Oh, no, no. I can't say breast freezer. No, you can't, bro. If you say breast freezer, forget it. If you say breast freezer, they're going to kick you out of the office. No, you're going to have to apologize like Macy Gray. And what was the comms there with Macy Gray rocking the Dice Clay gloves?
Because I might open my eyes and find someone standing there.
Anyways, no, okay, so is it a chest freezer or is it a breast freezer? Anyway, there's only two reasons to own a chest freezer. One is you are saving food because the price of food is going up so high that you are not going to be able to afford it. And then they are going to turn the cities into zombies. And you're going to realize why your whole life was brought to you by zombie movies. Or you want to keep the dead body of a relative to keep their checks going. I know, I'm going to start a rap career where I make money defrauding the state of California. Now, what I do is I document the defrauding of the state of California in a video and a song, and then I get caught. Oh. No, anyway, it went viral. Nuke Bizzle, and you know, I don't know much about this dude's lyric, but as soon as I saw your name was Nuke Bizzle, I'm like, I am on board.
Other neighbors watching me. Well, it's the mailman watching me.
Officers found Marie Hoskins' body inside a chest freezer after an April welfare check.
I wonder who's watching me now. The IRS.
According to police, she told detectives she found her mother dead in the bedroom and then purchased a deep freezer to conceal her death.
And I have no breath.
Also found a heavily soiled mattress in the backyard concealed in thick brush.
Somebody's fine.
Covered by palm tree branches.
Tell me, is it just...
You dig a hole.
I always feel like...
No. if you do dig a hole in your backyard in Florida, you're going to attract alligators. All right, so what I've done, I've moved to Florida. Now, that's right, I have dug a hole in my backyard. I'm using my dead mother as bait. Now I am raising 25-foot alligators. That's right. Raised on human flesh. Now what I do is I sell them to the governor of Texas. And he floods the Rio Grande with alligators, takes care of your immigration problem. No, you know, you're allowed to whip Asians if you use a leather belt made out of alligator skin. Raging in the simulation. Sing along. A little bit of Judge action. Yeah. No, the band, not Judge Kavanaugh, running for his life out of the back of a Morton's Steakhouse. Dear God. How do you like your justice? Well done. We want both of this waste and a pain. The people getting angry in the darkest hours. The blood in the streets. The streets are ours. Warriors. Never forget the warriors. Warriors. Yeah. You'll never forget the warriors. Sing along. The mates are a diamond and we shine like steel. Down to the woods will never heal. Don't take us for a ride. You can't stop a warrior on this ride. Warriors, you'll never forget the warriors. Warriors, never forget the warriors. No, I'm going to stay with Florida News. They're doing it the best. No. America, no. Florida is so free. Dude, basically, Florida is known as old America.
It's your hate on which we feed. We are the new class. We are the new breed. Send our regards to the nations of fire. And with love of a tail of wire. Warriors!
Florida man trying to get the demons out arrested for battery. Pinellas County police arrested a man in Florida on felony battery charges after they say he attacked a victim while talking about demons. No, and I wasn't talking about demons. I was just working on my catchphrases for the Roe v. Wade Lost Rally. Here's the demon voice I've been practicing. Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have retired earlier. Obama, when he had both the House and the Senate, should have codified it instead of using it as a way to raise money. You shouldn't have used my body, my choice to enforce the vaccine mandate.
And now you lost Roe versus Wade, so suck it.
A little bad religion.
We'll build a city with a dollar for the world. And find so we can reach anything.
Aren't we living in an absolute Tower of Babel right now? Imagine every single person on the planet has their own objective reality. They're fed full of bullshit by algorithms, pro-human and anti-human algorithms, delivering information to your lizard brain. Then you react with your mammalian monkey brain like a scared weirdo. And they collect all that data, and then they turn the planet into a prison. Bro, have you not been paying attention? Anyways, it's because everybody has their own news feed, their own worldview. They're talking past each other. They're not talking with each other. There is no consensus. There is only destruction, folks.
You had your revenge.
Richard Dorsey is accused of grabbing a 72-year-old and killing him like those ne'er-do-wells did. Did you see that in Philly? A bunch of little kids killed a 72-year-old man with a traffic cone. Anyways, accused of grabbing a 72-year-old by the forehead and, quote, saying, religious satanic rhetoric, advising he was trying to get the demons out. Victim told Doris to let him go, and he didn't. He didn't want to be touched. He refused to let go of the victim, who was unable to get away. So he stabbed him like the guy in the bodega.
Sounds like there's another song breaking in almost. Timothy said the arrest affidavit that Doris pushed the victim's head so hard. How hard did he push his head? That he fell against an ottoman. Causing the victim to fall and cut their right arm. Oh, no. Speaking of an ottoman having somebody fall, how about Assad shows up, grabs Boris Johnson's shoulder, and the next thing you know, that dude has to get a haircut for his new job interview as not being in charge. No, 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 no. When you guys all quit, I'll quit. Oh, how about that? Raging in the simulation! On Pleasanton, California, stop Iconic Rock! We're gonna go. A little bit of Tesla action.
I'm a mean machine,
Now, aside from the Hoods, this is the second best band from Sacramento. Himself while watching women at a cemetery. No, you're alive. You're in a cemetery. I'm coming at you. I am also alive. Now, I heard by the fourth jizz, it's a ghost load.
What's up, we're ghost load.
Authorities in Florida have arrested a man they say fondled himself while watching women at two different locations, once at a cemetery and once at a post office. No, I can't come unless I'm watching people illegally vote. This guy's 28, accused of touching himself sexually in public, according to deputies of the Hernando County Sheriff's Office there in Brooksville. First alleged incident happened Saturday at the cemetery. Alerted by, quote, a female citizen who contacted the HCSO to report an indecent exposure. I can't help that it's huge, and I was buried with an open casket. Victim advised that while she visited the gravesite of a friend, she observed a male nearby who was only partially dressed. Heard of a tombstone? I'm going to show you a tomb bone. Now get over here and give me the trombone. Victim observed the male to have his pants down to his ankles and to be fondling himself as he watched the victim. The man put on his clothes and fled on foot after he realized she saw him. Next day, this guy's at the post office. 2 miles away, a female citizen contacted the same people. This time, this guy allegedly said hello to the person in the post office. The victim ignored the male, quickly left the building. Now, let me bend over and you can put your mail in my slot. While approaching her vehicle, the victim turned her head to be sure the male was not following her. While looking back, the victim observed the male with his pants on. Said, no, no! Total of $10,000 bond. No, no, dude, I heard that guy now has to wear an ankle monitor on his dick. Is that true? How about some old school New York?
Second.
Sentence and death threat over Rep Ilhan Omar. Tampa. Federal judge sentenced a former Trump supporter to 3 years of probation and a $7,000 fine for sending an email threatening to kill Rep Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. And three other Congo. Oh, this guy was threatening the whole squad. This guy's 67. Out of his mind sending emails. That's how I get comedy work. I got in trouble for that. I just mailed four alligators to the swamp. I mean, the squad.
Don't ask why.
This guy has to undergo mental and substance abuse treatment and have no contact with Omar or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ayanna Pressley, she's the bald one. And Rashida Tlaib. Pleaded guilty in April to threatening a federal official, sent the email after the four Democratic lawmakers held a news conference. Said they should all go back to their crime-infested places from which they came. Go back to Minneapolis. Go back to Boston. Go back to, well, she lived in a really nice suburb of New York, which wasn't that bad. So technically, this guy should have done his math.
And don't ask why. Don't ask why.
Guy said he was doing it because Trump told him to.
Right now is a perfect time as ever to get in there and start this podcast.
I need to talk to you about a serious concern that was brought to my attention today.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Raging at the Simulation on Wilmington, Denver, Pleasanton's top iconic rock. It's Whiskey and the Surfer, sent to you live from the year 2065 using a time machine 33 levels below the Denver airport. None of this is real. Fake news what? Fake news what? Fake news what? None of it's real. None of it. Not a single word of it. No, he did it as a cartoon. Telling you right now, dude. This is the show that David Lee Roth listens to when he's on the side of a mountain. with a little bit of best of for the show, folks.
I can steady in her daddy's car. She got the stereo with a big guitar. So that's all right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right. I got the itch and a restless soul. She's going with the wind. Gonna go for a pop tonight. Yeah.
No, I thought I put... Is this the best of? Did I just pull the audio, the intro from the best of? I made this 3 weeks ago. Is what I call the United States with no government. You know you're allowed to love your country and hate your government. You have that right. It is there in your freedom of speech. Now what I do, put me in charge. We are going to have a 75% capture of the House and the Senate. I'm going to pack the court to 17, and I'm going to move the Second Amendment to number one. Vote for me for president. That is my message. That, and I promise to nuke all of our enemies within the first 3 minutes of being in office. Sentenced to 20 years after creating an instructional bomb-making video for ISIS. No, actual ISIS, not I don't believe in the election results of 2020, American ISIS. Oh, you didn't know that? They consider 55 million Americans who doubt the results of the 2020 election. They are calling you American ISIS. You went to a school board meeting, you're a terrorist. You fly the flag, you're an extremist. You're calling the January 6th commission of the false flag event a kangaroo court? Oh, my God. Why would they try to take your speech away? Florida man sentenced on Thursday to 20 years in federal prison and 15 years of supervised release after pleading guilty to attempting to provide material support to ISIS through an instructional bomb-making video. No, I made a bomb-making video. It was me doing stand-up. That's right. It's on my YouTube at John Toll. And on my Instagram at Real John Toll. I got some good I got some invoker coming. Listen to a dope album. Go get the album is from 1991, Inhuman Condition. It's an EP by Massacre. Need to get the simulation on Austin's top iconic rock. A little bit of AF action. I love this song because the mosh part is so hard.
You're watching.
is not a racist podcast. This is the goddamn truth. No, and that's why you come to the year 2065 using a time machine under the Denver airport so I can tell you what the hell's happening. Going around the horn, folks, we've got Whiskey, Flip Rivers, Dr. Christmas, and the almighty DJ Phantom throwing the ones and the zeros. If we make it bad enough super fast, it gets better faster. Do we have to pull off the anti-government societal band-aid immediately? I mean, you know that's what they want, mass civil disobedience so they can nationalize the police. And then they chip you. And then because there's not enough physical components to continue making computers and technology, they turn the human body into a computer and then you work for them. Yeah, it is solar power energy because if they make the sun go away, then you die. Oh no, why is it getting colder? I can't believe the people who sold us global warming really wanted global cooling the whole time. I can't believe they told everybody they wanted to globalize world peace, all of a sudden wanted to create a world war in the name of communism. I can't believe somebody who spent their whole entire life telling me that you can't win a two-front war is waging an international and a domestic war at the same time. I can't believe we forced an entire population and a generation raised on the internet to wear masks and not go to school, and now they hate each other and fist fight at every opportunity. What are the odds? No, I will never forget and I will never forgive what was done to this country in the name of this psyop. No, I'm with Chris Plant. Roll the tanks right now. Dude, I'm telling you, if you protest in front of my restaurant, I am going to run you over with a fucking tank. Yeah, and then I'm going to get out, I'm going to give the valet the keys, and I'm going to be like, wipe those losers off of my tire treads. To have more Florida news, right? Don't I? Sorry if this thing keeps speaking. I get so excited doing the show. Oh. Naked man disrupts traffic along I-75. They're in Sarasota.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another.
Wait, for a First of all, if I'm naked and standing on the highway, you can know where you can find me. It will not be in the slow lane. It will not be in the middle lane. It will not be in the fast lane. It will be in the fat lane. Now, they call it the fat lane because I'll be standing there with a homemade rolled joint. That's right. A naked man was spotted by drivers disrupting traffic and climbing atop a tractor trailer there in Sarasota, officials confirmed. And then I told them that I was protesting global climate change. And they let me go. Taken into protective custody, did not provide the details regarding the man's identity, but noted he was transported to the mental, for a mental evaluation. That's it. Florida caretaker accused of stabbing a man, pushing him out of a moving car. She's a caretaker. They're in North Carolina. I'm assuming she's driving. He's being taken care of because she is the caretaker. He catches her eye some way. The door opens up. Wham! Lady 57 of Palm Harbor was driving south on Sunday on Interstate 95 with a man whom she provides care and due to his cognitive issues. I gotta get this stiff back to Rehoboth Beach or they're not gonna let me back on parole. Accused of stabbing the man several times with a felt tip. No, that's not stabbing. If you were stabbed with a felt tip marker, that is next level. Accused of stabbing this man several times with the felt tip marker before pushing him out of her car while driving at 60 miles an hour. All right, if you're going one way at 60 miles an hour and your now felt tip stabbed body leaves the car going at 1 mile an hour, how fast are you going when you stop rolling? Zero, because you've stopped rolling. What the fuck's wrong with you? The man was taken to the local hospital for treatment. He suffered a broken pelvis. Road rash on his face, hands, and legs. Oh, I got a road rash. It's so severe, I can't chest feed. Been charged with assault with a deadly weapon to intent to kill. It's Invoker. Wondering how your protest is going to go. Florida man facing felony charges for throwing a hot dog at the police. Dude, you know how offensive that is? In order to keep their jobs, the police had to be vaccinated and go vegan. For you to throw hot dogs at vegan police is very, very offensive. St. Petersburg police told that this dude continued to sell hot dogs. Wait a minute, what happened? Man arrested in Florida after police said he threw food at an officer. Despite multiple warnings to stop after a street closure permit, there's like, hey, stop with the freaking hot dogs. Defendant became extremely upset and intentionally threw a hot dog at a cop. Bro, I didn't throw it. It was a magnet. Get it?
So the pig found each other.
Oh.
What's up? We're throwing hot dogs.
According to Dig.com, Florida man has an absurd explanation why he had to kill his neighbor's rooster. First of all, I made a bet with my wife I'd be the biggest cock in the neighborhood. Oh. I'm not freaking subscribing to your damn story. Based on the picture, guilty. Have you noticed the rise in shark attacks? Gnarly Pan, longtime Florida surfer, speaks about being bitten by a shark. Stitch is now, Carter, part of this guy's right foot after a shark bit him at New Smyrna Beach, Florida. The surf and waves in the jetty. He's 28 years old when he says he jumped off his board and the shark got a hold of his foot. I just feel this gnarly pain, bro. I was like, bro, what was that, bro? I had no idea, bro, and by the time I was like, oh, yo, that was a shark. That's a shark-ass riff right there. This is what the shark was the thing, too. He's like, yeah, uh-huh. Foot. Oh! Ten days of stitches. He said he'll be back on his board in a week or two. Bro, when he was bit in what is known as the shark bite capital of the world. Oh, that sounds awful.
Keep driving me insane, fill my head with rocks. In the streets, another love, rest in water and flow.
It's aborted tortoise. I mean, it was. No, I'm telling you, relax. Sure, you're on a list to be killed as a domestic terrorist. Sure, the middle class is being decimated. Sure, gas is $7. Sure, you can't afford to feed your family. Sure, the police don't come to do anything except ensure that the criminals continue to commit crimes without facing any justice. No, trust us. From Elijah Schaefer here on Twitter, like Biden, they picked Hillary too. That's why she says Trump, quote unquote, stole it from her. She knows that they always get who they want. But things are more complicated than ever, but at least now things are back to normal. We're at war, being sold out, and the middle class is screwed. That's true. I mean, do you, what silver lining do you see? Taxes are going up. Your credit cards are going up. The things you own are lowering in value. If they actually wanted a green agenda, folks, they would be paying you to have a solar-powered house. They'd be paying you to drive a solar-powered car. But the fact that they're only threatening of what your future is going to be while they take away what is here and is actually working should be enough to tell you that the destruction of normal life is the point. Now, we don't care what your pronouns are, because all of you are going to get sent over to fight for China's sovereignty there in Taiwan. I'm telling you, dude, they are setting us up for a war. I heard this is the hold music that you have to listen to when you call up Zelensky to see if you can get a photo op. No, Bono was pissed because he thought that a U2 song would automatically be chosen as the hold music.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So if you look at the timing of who Obama put medals on before the pandemic, you can look at who Joe Biden just put medals on. And it might tell you that he has less time in the saddle than you think he has. For all I know, they know exactly when this dude is going to drop dead, and they are going to keep him in office until 2028. When you get your mandatory vaccine that allows you to leave your house in order to go learn Mandarin. Why did nobody in Shinzo Abe's detail move a muscle when he was shot?
It's the Crowbacks.
And because you're going to hear a little bit of Iron Maiden. No, I'm just telling you, you can't. I mean, just listen. I just just thought that was funny. Question is, Boris Johnson's going to step down in August. Are they going to put a base Chad to put the UK back on track and get them ready to face a war when Putin nukes their asses? Maybe that's why he's getting out. He's like, I don't want to be around with this. I couldn't even handle the pandemic without having drinks at an illegal party. Don't let me right out. Let me out. Anyways, thanks for listening, folks. Whiskey and the Surfer. That's right. West Key Flip Rivers, Dr. Christmas, and the almighty DJ Phantom. None of this is real. This is just a simulation. I'm as surprised as you. We crank up the algorithms, and whatever comes out, comes out. So if you're offended by anything in this show, I mean, blame yourself. If you go watch a movie and you're offended by the movie, who do you complain to? The moron choosing to be offended? Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in around the world to all my moshing friends in Iowa, in Montana, in California, in Texas, in the Ukraine, in Russia, in New Zealand, in Australia, in raging in India, in Pakistan. In France, in the UK, sorry about what's going to happen to you. So do you see a future of a world war where one side fights under the rainbow flag and the other side fights under probably the other side of the rainbow flag and then they lose on purpose? But we do it all in the name of climate change. Trust us, we've never lied to you. Catch us on rockfin.com/JTWhiskeyandTheServer.com, JohnToll.net, PitBoss2000, PC Death Squad, all my comedies on Spotify.
You start by secretly creating a problem in the world and making sure someone else is blamed for it in the public arena. In the